You're listening to SBS News.
Federal Labor hasn't delivered a surplus since 1989, a fact Coalition MPs emphasised repeatedly on the day Labor released its policy costings. But Opposition Leader Bill Shorten told voters his party has got its numbers right.
We go to this election with a better set of books. See, this is where the government's inherent contradiction is finally exposed. See, we are actually shutting down tax expenditure on tax subsidies for property investors, for very wealthy millionaires. We are not going to spend taxes on them anymore.
Labor's Treasury spokesman Chris Bowen says the overwhelming majority of Australians will not be affected by Labor's plans to redistribute hundreds of billions of dollars so it can deliver on its commitments.
These reforms raise $154 billion. Over 96% of Australians won't be impacted by the abolition of franking credit refunds. 95% of superannuants won't be affected by our changes to superannuation. 98% of taxpayers won't be affected by our family trust reforms. 99% of taxpayers won't be affected by our reforms to limit the tax deduction for managing your tax affairs. And 100% of people who currently negatively gear will be not impacted because of the grandfathering of our policy.
Labor says it intends to match the Coalition's surplus this coming financial year, but says it will reduce debt faster. By 2020-2021, Chris Bowen has projected a $13 billion surplus, $2 billion more than the Coalition's forecast of an $11 billion surplus. But Finance Minister Matthias Cormann says Labor's costings fail to account for the price of some of its major commitments.
Bill Shorten and Chris Bowen are walking around the countryside and saying, we're going to increase funding for hospitals by restoring the 50-50 share with the states, but they're not putting any money into their costings for it. They're saying we're going to increase foreign aid to 0.5% of GNI. There's no money in the costings for it over the medium term. They're saying they're going to increase the refugee intake for to 32,000 every year. They're not paying for it in their costings. They're saying that they would increase science spending to 3% as a share of GDP by 2030. It is not factored into their costings.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Labor's plans to spend plenty of money should worry voters based on its track record when it promised surpluses and then failed to deliver them.
Labor have these big spending programs, and that's what they've said today. They're going to spend lots and lots and lots of money, but they've never shown any ability to be able to spend it well or competently, so the costs blow out. And what do? They come after you in higher taxes to pay for it, or they increase the debt and the budget falls over, which is exactly what we saw last time. So there is something very fishy about Labor's figures, and there is something very fishy about Labor's ability to manage money, and that's why I don't think Australians at the end of the day will really trust them on these things.
One question that's lingered this week concerns the Liberal Party's handling of its now former candidate for the seat of Scullin in Victoria, Gurpal Singh. Up until yesterday, Mr Morrison stood by the party's decision not to endorse Mr Singh, even though he'd linked same-sex marriage with paedophilia. Mr Singh remained a candidate while others from various parties who'd made offensive posts were forced to stand aside. That changed yesterday when it was revealed that Mr Singh had posted on Facebook that he had no sympathy for an alleged rape victim who detailed her experiences in an SBS Punjabi article posted in May last year. The Liberal Party sacked him for suggesting a man accused of raping his wife was the real victim. ABC journalist Dan Conifer tried to get Scott Morrison to account for the party's handling of Mr Singh's candidacy.
Why, Mr Morrison, was it okay for Gurpal Singh to link same-sex marriage to paedophilia but not okay for him to dismiss a rape claim? What was the difference between those two comments in terms of his dismissal as a candidate?
Well, I'm not going to get distracted by these issues. The party in Victoria was handling that matter, and I think they've made the right decision, and that candidate has resigned, and I welcome his resignation.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.